Coming up on TMSPM, Taco Bell thoughts.
What I was thinking there, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta make sure to make a fart sound after he says that. And I completely forgot it. I was like, oh wait, but before I read this, I was gonna do something. What was it? Oh yeah, fart noise.
It came out really funny.
You actually could hear, you could hear the thought process going through my head. Hey, yeah. New tooth, who dis?
Oh, nice. Beer Fest time is back.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. I'm Scott, and that's Brian. That was really funny. That really caught me funny. It's like you're going to make a fart sound, but also say words at the same time.
I know, exactly. I completely forgot what I was going to do at that moment. It's like, oh, I'm going to do, when we talk about Taco Bell, I'm totally going to make a fart sound. And really it was funny. Like, the lamest fart sound, too. It's just like, oh, quick, do it.
That is really funny to me. Gosh dang it, that was good. All right, well, hey, this is what you get when you tune into the PM edition of the show on September 21st,
close.
Let's get it all together here, folks. Friday, September 21st, 2018, Scott Johnson, Brian Ibbett, and a warning that next week at this time there will not be a show. I'll be on a plane somewhere and hopefully I'm arriving in Columbus right around now, I hope. And not stuck in Detroit or something weird like that. So that's the goal. And that means we won't have a PM. I apologize. But we've tried to keep it as from touching TMS as much as possible or as little as possible. So I'll be gone. We're here all the way through Thursday. So regular days. I'm gone for PM on Friday. And then I don't get home until late day Monday.
Oh, okay. So no AM on Monday.
No AM on Monday. But then back at it normal all the way up through BlizzCon.
Well, we'll just pretend we're taking that off in honor of Australian Labor Day, which is September 1st. I have a dentist appointment that day anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, you got to go in and get a hole filled that doesn't even have a cavity in it.
Yeah. Exactly. They're going to make a hole and fill a hole.
Yeah, this is what I've heard.
They'll leave no hole.
They'll neither take holes nor leave holes, right?
It just dawned on me because I looked at the calendar. 1 week from today, when we won't be doing a show, will be the 14th anniversary of the first episode of Coverville.
Oh, shut up. That's awesome. We should celebrate.
That's ridiculous, right? 14 years of that?
What should we do? Should we, I don't know, take off our pants and yell? Or what do we do? What do we want to do?
That's what I do every year. just another reminder that I did this show without any sort of exit strategy.
Okay.
You know, there was like never a point where I said, 10 seasons in a movie, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a lot of podcasting, actually. A lot of people are under that problem. Like, I don't know how to ever end the instance or this show. Sure. Or any other show where I feel like I want to lock in forever. I mean, one of these days I'm just going to kill over, and what are you going to do? I guess just call it good. Exactly. That'll be the end of it.
We do one more, and that's it.
Yep, there you have it. So a few things going on this afternoon before we get into the meat of the program. For example, they're asking about it in the chat. May as well just get it out there. The tooth is fixed. It's more than fixed, it's replaced. So they go in there and they crank off all the parts that aren't broken and make it all broken. And so all you're left with is a little riser in there, you know, where the rest of your tooth is. And then they came in with a milled crown and they put it on. And they did a big 3D printer thing to do it. And it was really cool. And I watched Invincible while they did it. So I was watching that movie with Mark Wahlberg playing football for the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember that deal?
Yep, I totally remember that.
I'm a sucker for sports movies. I don't know what it is. I love those movies.
When they held open auditions for the...
And he made the team. And it was all based on a real guy. And I don't know much about the real story, but it was Wahlberg and a bunch of other people, you know. And it was good. I liked it. And I've seen it before. So I wanted to see something I'd seen before because you can't concentrate on a new movie.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not the time to watch... Oh, that movie I've been dying to see that's got so many intricacies and...
Yes. Now, the best or the worst part, I should say, was normally the best part, which is they have these nice headphones. And they're... I have a pair over here somewhere. These Jabra, like, nice remote good sounding headphones, and I have a pair myself. And I put those on, and she gives me the little Apple TV remote, and she says, go for it. And what two things happened. One, as soon as I put it on, the headphones went, battery low.
Oh, no.
And then it kept having sound, and it kept going, and I did make it to about an hour.
But every once, like every, what, 5 minutes or something?
It would kick in and go, please charge battery, like that. The lady was all annoyed because she's like, gosh dang it, I thought we charged him. I'm so sorry. It's okay. And I said, don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll probably get through the movie. It's probably a good 2 hour charge in this. It turned out to be about an hour and a half. So the last 10 minutes were dead silence.
So Invincible was basically, hey, say hello to your mother. Battery low. Mother for me.
Yeah, kind of, except it wasn't as often. It only happened every 15 minutes or something. So it wasn't too bad.
And it wouldn't pause the audio. It would just overlap whatever you were, whatever was going on.
It's still annoying, but you know.
Yeah, totally annoying.
It wasn't that bad. But the worst part was the remote, as you know, those little Apple remotes just slip and slide everywhere. They're not grippy. If you grab it too hard, you change channels or you fast forward.
Was it the newer one, the black one, or was it the old silver one?
It's the newer one. So the new with the pad and the pad stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're just sensitive. They're just like, careful.
They really are. Yeah.
And so I thought, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I have a long shirt or a long sleeve shirt on. Nice. Decent shirt on. I'm just gonna slide it into this pocket here because I'm not gonna touch it. I've started my movie. I don't need it again, and there's nowhere else to lay it. I don't want to talk to the ladies. My mouth's open with stuff coming out of it.
Right.
So I said, let's just put it in the thing. So they're working on me and they're doing their thing, and we get done, and everything's all good and well. And oh, by the way, I kind of had a weird moment. When you go to the dentist, they ever put the big rubber stopper to hold your mouth open? You get that?
I don't get the rubber ones. They do the spongy foam. It's almost like the same stuff you can get earplugs made out of.
Oh, interesting.
Where you squish it down and then it kind of flops back up.
Yeah, and they do that
float.
For when they're trying to...
Yes, I use the word flop. I just made up the word flop. It flops back up. That's float. The sound it would make. Floop.
It was my favorite character on Days of Our Lives. Flop and Hope.
Bone flop.
Bone flop, yeah, that's it, Bo. And
Victor Kiriakis always trying to get flop.
That's right. He also had milk breath. But anyway, so... They put a big rubber stopper and it holds your mouth open. Just you can't shut down. You can't shut your mouth. Now that gives me just a little bit of like claustrophobia. It's just like, oh my gosh, I cannot stand being restrained in a way that I can't move. But here's what made it worse. Because of the allergies I've been having, I can breathe in through my nose just fine, but I can't exhale. So I'm going, and then when I go to go out, it's like. And it
catches. Like doing yoga breath. Like.
Yeah. It catches in my mouth and I can't do it. So my throat would go, like, you know, breathe that way instead. And they kept like pulling away going, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know why, but I can't breathe on the out. And he goes, well, let's try it again. Well, you know, we need you to breathe. You got to breathe. So let's try it again. See how it goes.
There's that weird thing that you kind of have to train yourself to do every doctor, every dentist visit where it's, you block off your mouth and you have your mouth open while you're breathing through your nose. I mean, breathing through your nose with your mouth closed, hey, we should be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
That's what separates us from the mouth breathers. But the but it's the open mouth nose breathing that is a weird sensation that you really only have to do at the dentist's office.
Yeah. Where
and
else
you have
would
to do
you?
Do it for like, you know, half an hour to an hour solid. And it's like that whole.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's really and so been, weird.
It feels like there's a little flap back there that's just about to go. And shut, and then you're like, no, there's no air. You know, I can't get air out. It's almost, I can breathe in just fine, but I can't breathe out.
I feel like Ed Harris in The Abyss when they put that helmet on him and fill it with the embryonic fluid that I still believe is real. I still want to believe it's real.
Brian is 100%. It's real to Brian. It always was. It never,
real to me.
It'll never be fake. But yeah, like that's how it felt, and it's very panicky. Like I'm just sort of like, my arms would go up, and they're like, okay, hold on, and we'd breathe. Then finally, they took the rubber thing out because it was clearly part of the problem, and it was much better after that. But it's this smoke in the air and all the allergies I'm having, and it's just I couldn't breathe. That was all fine. We get done. It was less money than we had thought. We thought we were really gonna get humdinger on this thing, but because I didn't have to do what they called a buildup, my tooth had enough structure to do what it needed to do. They didn't have to put on some extra stuff, which was going to make it very expensive. And because they didn't do that, it saved us money. So we're like, phew, that's great. And we saunter out. Another fine visit with Dr. Jeremy Matthews. What a great guy he is. Been going for 15 years. Hey, we should get a shake or something I can eat because I can't chew for now.
Sure.
That's great. Get in the car. Meep, meep, meep. Go down the road. Meep, listen to the radio. get home, chilling out. Day goes by, the rest of my work gets done. It's time for bed. It's like 10:30. Uh-huh. Go to the room, take that shirt off, and I hear clink. And I look down, and their Apple remote falls out of my pocket.
I thought you were going to say, get ready for bed. All of a sudden, I hear battery low. Oh. Please recharge.
No, they got to keep those. I didn't forget those. Yeah. But I took home their freaking remote. Yeah, and so there's not a whole lot they can do about it except use someone's phone or their watch or get another remote, and it's super annoying.
Oh, no.
So I feel really bad about it. That is better chat room than my tooth falling out. If the tooth fell out, that would have been a bad night. But no, it was just the stupid remote.
It was just a wedge, a pie wedge-shaped piece of the tooth.
Yeah, and they're far enough.
You answer the question about dentistry.
Right, I did.
You get the wedge.
I absolutely did. Now, they're far enough away that I can't just run right back out and give it to them, is the other problem. In fact, I don't even know that they know that I have it. I haven't called or told them yet. Since Kim has a cleaning there next week after we get home.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's during the week. I can't remember. But whenever that is, I'll just send her with the remote and everything will be fine. They'll just say, my husband got this by accident. He didn't mean to keep it. And it was in his pocket. And anyway, it'll be fine. But I'm not going out there today. I was just there. It's a waste of gas and time. It's not my fault you gave me a remote. Maybe it's my fault.
Your next bill will be plus $400 to the price of a new Apple TV because they don't know they can...
They can get a new remote.
They can just get a new remote.
I love it.
So you got to buy a new Apple TV.
It's like Shrug. If something in your car, like a knob falls off the air conditioner. Right,
guess you got to get a new car.
Oh, well. Gotta have one that matches this knob. Anyway, it's super dumb. Here's an email we got from a listener. His name is Sean, and he wanted to talk to us about a Taco Bell issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has thoughts.
He says this. Okay, I have to share is how he starts this. Mm-hmm. Sean like Bean, S-E-A-N, like scene.
Mm-hmm. Scene.
Says, two Fridays ago for lunch, I decided to hit up a Taco Bell. Hit one up. I like that. They were my guilty pleasure, so I got my 6 regular crunchies and Mountain Dew. I did not eat them in a parking lot. I didn't want to go back to my office. I did wait to go back to my office. I read wait as one. While they weren't great, they were passable for Friday lunch. That's how I always feel. It's fine. They're good for what ails you. About an hour or so afterward, I developed a pain in the middle of my abdomen, something I always attributed to overeating. 6 tacos makes sense. This lasted all night until the morning. Saturday was better, still sore from it, but passable. Then the crap hit the fan. Sunday morning...
I'm glad you didn't say literally, by the way.
I am too. I saw that in that airplane movie. Remember that when they threw poop in a fan?
Yes, I totally remember that.
It's a great joke. Larger. Anyway, it says, Sunday morning woke up with a nasty pain in the same area of the chest to the point of having to go to the ER at 6 a.m. on Sunday. Diagnosis? Gallstones blocking everything up. Here's some codeine. Go see a surgeon, was their recommendation. Mm-hmm. Monday, recovering okay. Tuesday, better, but feels like sandpaper on my stomach. Wednesday, wham, sick as a dog again. See the surgeon that day. He's like, yep, you look terrible. Surgery tomorrow to take it out. Surgery was last Thursday. It was supposed to be an outpatient deal, but allergies had clogged up my chest with gunk, so they kept me an extra day. It made my O2 level dangerously low. I think it freaked the docs out. Now recovery was easy. A week later, I can work from home, email you my story. This all started due to Taco Bell. Sure, my food history / family didn't help. So now I'm sworn off Taco Bell. I can't do it. The TLDR, ate Taco Bell, ended up with gallbladder surgery from it being inflamed. Now I have 4 holes in my belly and a strong desire to lose weight. Just thought I'd share. Thanks, Sean. That was a story I wanted to read here for a couple of reasons.
Yes. Yes.
One, I'm glad you're feeling better. That's good. And you're not
100%. Yes.
That's good.
Totally
right?
Back. True. Yes.
Uh-huh. Second thing is, I had a brother-in-law who had imminent gallbladder surgery. They were like, you're coming in Thursday for surgery. We're doing this. He got to Wednesday night and said, you know what? I want to try something first. He called them, canceled the surgery. I don't think he was as much pain as this guy is, but he canceled the surgery, went on an all chicken and rice diet for about 4 months. And completely wiped out the need for gallbladder surgery.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if that works for everyone, but when he wasn't like Jabba the Hutt before this or anything, but he had lost a bunch of weight, gotten in shape, and stayed in shape, and he's never had another problem with it. So all I'm saying is I don't blame the tacos as much as I just do the crappy diet that I have, you have, everybody has. And I'm just glad you feel better. That's the main thing.
And gallstones, I mean, don't they, if they're like kidney stones, and I apologize that I don't know, don't they develop, like they take time to build and
yes.
Yeah,
they're like a slow, like a, what do they say, a stone that grows moss. It's like that. It's just like,
a rolling stone that grows no moss.
Or yeah, except it does grow moss. But yes, like it just slowly gets bigger and bigger. Now, the problem isn't that it's unlike, so like a kidney stone, you have to pass it. You have to pee it.
Right, yeah.
The gallstone,
that's not going to happen with the gallstone.
No, the gallstones are just there as part of your gallbladder to be a filtering mechanism. And that's gumming it up so it can't properly filter things like fats and stuff that you need that for. This is my understanding. So,
no, you know what? Dan Tabletop Man is in our chat room and says this might be a good topic for the pharmacist to answer.
Oh, he's on now. Let's just get him in now.
He's on now. Can we just get him in? Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed. I totally spaced that Dan was back. He told me he'd be back this week and I forgot. It's been so long, I just forgot.
I know, yeah.
So I'm happy to do that. Dan, we didn't even talk about what method. Am I bringing you in Discord? hold on, let me... Yeah, there's no Geek Jock blog or Dan Patrice in my Discord.
Yeah, I mean, I would because gallstones are based on they're created by cholesterol, so I would bet that it's months and months of eating six tacos every Friday for a passable lunch. Maybe it was an impassable lunch.
Right,
that's the problem.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, he'll know. Yeah, he'll have ideas on this, and I want to know if my brother-in-law just got lucky, or if the chicken and rice really did do something. Because it's entirely possible that it did. So here we go. We're going to call Dan Patrice. You know, we'll do this on Skype, Dan. That's how we'll do this.
Okay. Ooh, so we get the music.
Yep, here we go. Ready? Oh, there it is. Dan Patrice, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Oh, we got an actual real live freaking pharmacist on the air.
I'm sorry I dropped the ball last week, boys. That's a long story.
No, it's totally fine. What's funny is I was completely prepped then, and then today we've had a conversation about today, and I completely forgot. So don't feel bad. All I did was return the favor. But anyway, hey, Dan is here. What did we used to play for you when you were on live?
It was the Uncharted.
It was the Uncharted theme. Song.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to do that. Oh, it's not here anymore. It's got to be. Come on. I wouldn't have gotten rid of that. Where did it go? All right, well, instead, Dan, for now, until I find it, because I'm not really prepared, here's what I'll play instead. Here you go.
He will not, because he is a good boy.
I don't know what that means, but there it is.
I'm rarely a good boy, but, you know, I like to have that appearance of it.
Well, you do what you can. Dan Patrice, all the way from, I don't know, is it sunny in North Carolina again?
Actually, today it is. It's back. Yeah, it's actually, ever since it stopped finally raining like Monday, it's actually been a pretty good week.
Yeah.
And it's going to probably rain this weekend, but the coast is still in shambles. They're still really underwater out there.
Did it affect you much where you're at or no?
We had a lot of wind and we had a ton of rain, but luckily where I live, there's not, it's great drainage in our kind of in our neighborhood. We're pretty high up, even though we're at the bottom of a cul-de-sac, we're still pretty high up. So we don't have any sort of, you know, flooding or anything, but there were a few trees down in our neighborhood, which was crazy. Wow. But, there was a lot of people that are out of power. I think the power is coming back slowly, but there's a lot of flooding down in East and some sort of levee broke down, by Wilmington. So they're really worried about that too. So, it's going to be a mess down there for a while.
Yeah. I hope they, recover quickly and all is well in the end. But we used to have you on the show all the time talking about board games and fun tabletop experiences and occasionally,
Medical stuff.
Yeah, something the pharmacist might know about. For example, if I've got gallstones or gallbladder problems, can I just eat chicken and rice and all's well and an exercise or what?
Gallstones are kind of a lot more, they're a lot more wackier than kidney stones are. Because, like, there's a lot more question marks as far as gallstones and what causes them, what heals them. I mean, other than taking out your gallbladder. Yeah. I mean, some people... You know, you and Brian could have the same diet and just eat crap for years and years, and Brian may never have a problem, and you may want to take, you know, you might need to take your gallbladder out in a, you know, in a year.
Right.
And
why is that?
Kidney stones are similar, except you know, the kidney stone things, they can be made up of a few different things. Mm. They're a little bit easier. You know, the thing about gallstones, you know, you could be from a lot of, you know, you could get things from fatty diets. You could get things from, you know, more spicy diets. And sometimes the thing just goes. Same thing with kind of type 2 diabetes, where everyone always says, oh, you're going to eat yourself and you're going to turn yourself into diabetic. Well, now if your pancreas isn't predisposed for that, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, interesting.
But okay. The only thing that will happen is if you are a billion pounds and you're, you know, eating bad, then you'll become type 2 because eventually your body's it's just going to happen that way. But if you're not, you know, if your body's not predisposed for type 1 diabetes and often type 2, if you're at least in normal shape and, you know, within normal limits of what your weight is, you're not going to just overnight just say, oh, I had a candy bar, so I'm a diabetic now. No, it's a little bit more complicated. You really got to go out of your way to be, you know, to really eat too bad. Now, the thing with kidney stones, a lot of times kidney stones are often made of calcium. Mm. But sometimes a high sugar diet or a concentrated sugar sometimes can also be excreted depending on your body. So like my poor wife, she's had about 5 or 6 kidney stones, and they're almost always because she eats a lot of sweet tea, mm-hmm. you know, like a good Southerner does.
Yeah.
So that definitely has something to do with that. So, and I've never had a, thank God, no, knock on wood, because you
too,
don't
dude.
Ever
oh,
want.
The worst.
You now. Can see Janice is on a couch next to me. She's giving the thumbs down signal for her kidney stones.
Oh, it's either thumb, yeah. So I remember this from my other brother-in-law had kidney stones, and he was drinking, I don't know, 44-ounce Cokes every day or something.
Yeah, and that'll do, especially regular Coke, because there's a lot of sugar. So I know people don't like diet stuff.
Yeah, the thumbs down's great. No, but she said, he had said, or his doctor had told him, that's the reason you're getting these. And if you don't stop drinking, you're just going to get more. So he quit pop altogether after the second round, mm-hmm. where he didn't believe the doctor and kept drinking his Coke every day. Stopped, and it went away. Just quit having it.
So, yeah, that's entirely possible that was what was causing it, that the real bad concentrated sugar diet can cause it. And other times, and the same thing with kidney stones, again, some people are just going to get them from just having normal, normal vitamins in their diet, you know, normal calcium and such in their diet, because you get it from a lot of different things. And sometimes it just happens.
He was
but
a grumpy,
you can keep
grumpy.
Yourself.
He was a grumpy mother scratcher when he was going through that.
Dude, kidney stones hurt like a mother.
Yeah.
My God, they even say, my wife said that it was pretty much almost as bad as childbirth.
So is it, you know what's nice about childbirth, though, is even if it's a little bit extended for some reason, like your first baby or something, eventually this beautiful thing happens and you've brought a life into the world. But in the right. kidney stone case, even if it's short, let's say you got a 5-hour tussle with your kidney stone. All you've done is poop a little rock in the toilet.
Yeah, but you know what? The reward is not having that rock traveling through you anymore.
Yeah, but in 5 years, that rock isn't going to bring grades home or a nice picture to you like a kid will. Unless you have something to show for it.
You have something to show for it. Unless you want to scoop it out of there and put it in like a little can and go, I remember you, and name it and everything.
That rock is also not going to wake you up at 2 a.m. going, I went to bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Daddy, well, I threw up on the dog.
Like that.
So my wife
stuff.
Texted me. She said, she's sitting next to me, but she's texting me because she knows she doesn't want to talk on here. But she said, natural childbirth any day over kidney stones.
Wow.
And she said, and she reminded me too, a lot of times, so different areas of the country have a lot of different minerals in the water, which can have a lot to do with kidney stones as well, because there's a lot of, you know, calcium and other mineral deposits that can come, you know.
Do people... If you take too many of those calcium-based antacids, can that contribute to it? If you're just like every night, you're like, oh, I just ate 4 pizzas. I'm eat those.
Not always, because if you have a couple of those, so your gut can only have a certain amount of calcium. Elemental calcium will be absorbed by your gut. Usually it's about 500 milligrams of elemental calcium can only be absorbed at any one time. So a lot of times you have to tell doctors, excuse me, you have to tell doctors, you know, don't tell people to take these things as their calcium supplements and just take 3 of them all at one time, because your body's just not going to take it. It's just going to poop it out.
Right.
There's no sense to take those things as calcium supplements.
Right. You know, I just thought about it. Babies being born, really, it's just a big kidney stone in the vagina.
Well, it makes me wonder, too. Was Dwayne Johnson born or was he passed?
You have to ask his mom. She's a very small lady. I don't know how. I don't know what that day was like for her. But
he was the only vagina stone that gave back.
Yeah, the vagina stone that gave back. Oh, this is great. Okay, I have one more question for you, and then I want to get a board game recommendation.
Yeah, man.
So here's the next one. I forgot what it was. Oh, I know what it was. So I got a relative. I'm not going to name names,
But I got a relative who is convinced that if he or she takes dosages of silver extract,
okay,
that they are curing all sorts of ills that they might have. And I've seen stuff that says that you turn blue if you do it.
You can. You certainly can. And, you know, the old days of the bismuth subsalicylate, you know, the old Pepto-Bismol that had a lot more stuff in there, mm-hmm. Could turn your tongue a little blue or purple and stuff. The problem with heavy metals is they're just not good for your liver at all. And it depends on the concentration of the silver. They used to use silver and gold quite a bit for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And it worked really, really well. And it did cure, you know, I wouldn't say cure, but it masked other things where it helped you for a little while. But eventually, it's just going to overtake your body. It's not going to be good for your kidneys and liver. And then your body just kind of overcomes. What a lot of those ailments are your body attacking itself. Things like rheumatoid arthritis. It's just your body saying, screw you, you're going to be in pain. And I'm going to put some calcifications and such in your, you know, in your joints. And eventually, your body's just going to find a way to overdo it. And so, that's what sucks. And
so it's wait, there were people taking gold, like what do they do? Just eat like a nugget, or how would they do that?
No, it was grinded down and concentrated. I don't remember. It's been so long since it was used, but it was a big time use. I want to say it was maybe 70s and 80s that they used gold quite a bit for rheumatoid arthritis and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy, the stuff they used to use. I mean, even now there's a billion different drugs. Back then there wasn't a whole lot of drugs, but man, they use some wacky stuff. You know, you got to remember the way you come about research, and it's a shame how they used to use research. Yeah. You know, there's not as much theoretical stuff that they can do in a lab back in the 60s, you know, even before that. So, I mean, they were just experimenting the hell out of animals, and it's just a shame. I'm not trying to get to, you know, animal political stuff,
but
man, you got to come up with how to treat things somehow.
So oh, yeah. I'm gonna put 4 ounces of live fire ants up this monkey's butthole and see how he reacts.
yeah, and then somehow we're like, oh wait, you know, some hair fell off his butt. Well, maybe we could use this for something.
Hair removal, red ant hair removal. I love
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
All right, well, this is the greatest thing ever. I love hearing little medical things, and Dan's good at dispelling myths and stuff too. So in the future, if we have you more at this time frame.
Yeah, this should, time is great for me, too.
We should have some fun with that, I think. All right, well, on that note, what are you playing on tables these days that we should be playing?
So this time of year is kind of a weird one right now because it is an embarrassment of riches in Kickstarter. Usually there's only like one or two things, but there's a million, and my wife, she's still sitting right here, but she's going to kill me. I backed like four or five things this week. She's absolutely, yeah, she's not happy with me.
So I was going to say, we're going to see the thumbs down again.
They're looking for the thumbs down again.
Yeah, give us a big one. There you go.
So I just wanted to talk real quick about one of homebrewers. If you remember the very first time I was ever on, what was it? The Final Score. The very first time I was on a Final Score, I talked about Brewcrafters. There was a heavy Euro, but now they've got a lighter game. Homebrewers is up on Kickstarter. This is one I really recommend. It's kind of what we call a super filler, where you can play it in about 45 minutes to an hour. And it's all about kind of you homebrewing things at home and coming up with really weird ales and stouts and stuff. And you're going to get a lot of different flavors in there. And the main mechanism is you're rolling these dice, and they've got different things like brewing, or you have to actually clean your lines, sanitize your lines, or you get these flavor cards where you get the flavors to put into your brews. And then you're actually, you know, you do a phase of trading with these dice to the other people to see, you know, if people may want to use the brewing action and you don't need it. So maybe you trade for that and some money. So you're trading things around the table, and then you're just kind of doing your brews and different things. You can put your different brews, you'll get money out of it and actually pumping up your different brews. It's on Kickstarter right now. It's only $40. It's a really, really good, a really, really good super filler. Another one that's out there, Into the Black Forest and Green Couch Games. I won't go into that much. And then the Stygian Society, which has a cube tower, which is pretty cool. One of these days, I'm going to get you guys. God, if I could ever just get gaming with you boys, and I wish you guys were closer, because playing games with a cube tower. I don't know if, Ibn, have you ever heard of the old Shogun, the old game Shogun?
Wasn't based on the TV thing, was it?
Yeah. No, it's kind of a dudes on a map, and it's kind of based in the old feudal, I guess, what is Shogun? Was that feudal Japan?
Feudal Japan, yeah.
So it has this tower.
Was
so,
it like Ogre? Was it by the same guy who did Ogre? Because that's
it might be
connecting the two.
Yeah, it's old school, but it has this tower that it's kind of how you do battles. Now you take like a handful of these cubes you have thrown there. Now it looks like a dice tower, and you would drop the cubes into the dice tower, but different things, since inside there's different levels and arches and, you know, different crap inside the dice tower. So not everything comes out, and sometimes things get stuck, so that every time you have a battle, different things are coming out and you're going to have different amounts of those cubes. So there's a game called Stygian Society, which is a dungeon crawl co-op, which has a very similar, cube tower.
Does it have a physical tower?
Yeah, so you have like it's like cardboard punch board, so yeah. It's about a foot tall.
It's pretty cool.
And then you just kind of like a little thing on the bottom that comes out in front of it. So you kind of grab your handful of whatever cubes you're supposed to put in for this turn. You just drop them right in, and some will come out, and some will just get caught in there.
Yeah,
which is super cool. So it's amazing. And that's the Stygian Society. It's by Kevin Wilson and Ape Games. Everybody should check that out. But it's pretty tough. I played it at Gen Con. It's a challenging co-op.
Mm.
But the game I wanted to tell you guys about. Let me get this box. Here you go.
Oh, you have it right there. Gizmos. All right.
So this is kind of one of these games that has a really cool toy factor. It's by Simon or Cool Mini or Not. It's got a toy factor where you've got this little thing. You get this little. I guess it's kind of a gizmo, but you're building gizmos. You're trying to get your you're getting your tableau in order, where as you build your gizmos, you're going to unlock other things where you may chain things, where you may get more picks out of the line. So what's the real kind of toy factor of it is there's going to have marbles are going to be coming out of this little box area thing. It's going to be the dispenser. And as you take one, more will come out, and you can't really see what colors are coming out. And there's multiple colors of marbles in there, and they take place. You know, they're supposed to be like different types of energy or whatever your resources is. There's like red, there's blue, there's yellow, there's black. But as you're building these quote unquote gizmos, you're unlocking other things. So you may get another action. You may be able to pull a random one from the box when you pull a blue one, or your blue ones may be worth two blue ones when you're building the gizmos. Mm. So after a while, you're building, they call it a tableau builder. You're getting your mechanism going. And you're just chaining things off of each other. And it's a real quick, again, another super filler, about 45 minutes. Easy to learn. It kind of looks a little overwhelming, but man, it's really easy to learn. And it's a ton of fun. I kind of wish the production value was a little better. It's a little flimsy. Your player boards and the cards are a little flimsy. But I guarantee once they see how much this is selling, they'll probably come out with a new 2.0. Because they had a game called Potion Explosion, which was kind of a match 2, match 3. And they're putting out a 2.0. which makes it a little more plastic rather than a kind of a punch board thing. And Potion Explosion was a lot of fun, but check out Gizmos. It's not very expensive. I think it's about $30 you can find it for.
So this little marble dispenser is just a corrugated assembly thing that you just kind of slide together and put all the tabs together, and you got your little dispenser.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it's just a little punch board thing. It is, and it is a lot of fun, and it works really well. It's kind of a little bit of a pain to put together, and it's a little flimsier than I wish it was. I kind of wish it was just molded plastic.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the difference in price couldn't be that much.
Yeah.
But but it works really well. I mean, they come out real well, and you're just looking for those six. You know, it's just another way to get your resources. And it's the designer is Phil Walker Harding. He did a Sushi Go. You might remember Sushi Go. It's in Target. It's kind of like Seven Wonders, but it's got a little kind of a cuter theme, and it comes in a little tin. He also did Imhotep, which was up for a Spiel des Jahres.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah.
So yeah, he's a real good designer, and Simon does a good job. I think they just kind of wanted to see how this one would do out in the wilds, and it's selling pretty good. It was hard to get at Gen Con. I bet probably within a year or so they'll put a 2.0 out that'll be, you know, a little more sturdy, or maybe even kind of a plastic molded plastic.
What would happen if you got water on this or fed it after midnight? What would happen to it?
It would crumble really bad, because there's a little piece on there. I was at a brewery the other night playing this. I got a brewery. I actually kind of wish that the marbles would pop like Gizmo.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know, you get a free Frogurt, or what is it? Something like that.
That's right.
You get a free Frogurt.
That's right. You buy it, you get a free Frogurt, which is good news. But the Frogurt is also cursed, which is bad.
Bad news. Yeah. It's good stuff. All right, check it out. Board Game Geek has a review of it too. I noticed they've got, as they often do, they're currently showing. Come on.
7.7 on board.
Oh, yeah, 7.7 seems good. That seems high.
And they have a weight of 2.0, which is kind of, you know, light to middle, but it's definitely light. I mean, I wouldn't worry about the complexity at all, because I can't wait to play this with my family, because I know they're going to absolutely love it. The hardest thing is just there's a lot of icons on there.
Yeah.
But like any game, once you learn the game, you learn the language of the game, and it's a piece of cake.
Sure.
And, you know, And I think this is, as I like to say, this is both a Scott and a Brian game because I think it's deep enough. I think, Ibbot, you dig this with the neighbors. It's a good beer and pretzels game or any other drinks. And Scott, the rules are on like two pages.
I love it. I love that the Venn diagram of the games Scott and I like are nice and deep for Brian, really easy to understand for
Scott.
Yeah,
for me. That's absolutely true. I'm terrible. It's just when you give me a big stack of instructions, I go, I just can't do it. But
I'm telling you, man, every time I look at a game, I can't help but think of your old cartoon about a game. I'm like, well, it has to be on one or two pages or else Scott's not going to care.
Yeah.
Or you better have Nick or somebody to be there to explain the game, you know, read the rules and explain it to you.
This is all true. We played a whole bunch of code names the other night. We got pictures one, the image one. What's that called? Just code name pictures, I guess.
Pictures. You've got to get, there's so two good versions you've got to get now that are out. Codenames Duet, which is a good two-player one.
Okay.
Really, really good. And Marvel Codenames, and I think they're even coming out. I don't know if it's out yet, but they're coming out with a Harry Potter Codenames, but Marvel Codenames is awesome.
Dude. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, unless you've got more than, you know, just you as a big Marvel fan in the house, that Marvel Codenames one, a lot of fun in theory, but, you know, you're going to be like, all right, I think it's the big green muscly guy.
So it just kind of goes into Codenames Pictures. Now, if you've seen Codenames Pictures, every picture has like, they're funky pictures. So there's like two or three aspects that go into every picture.
Yeah.
So you're not describing just one, you're describing one aspect to go together. So even with Marvel, since there's words and there's pictures, so maybe somebody hones in on the star on Captain America's shield. And then maybe they hone in on the color of Hulk's arm, and then they kind of put that together with something.
So maybe if
they
don't necessarily
need to know who that person is.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
If it plays like pictures, and that would make sense to me, it seems like people can go in for the visuals of it and even maybe do better because they don't get so bogged down in knowing hero stuff that they can get creative and say destination, and it might be two heroes that can fly and a third one who can blink to another part of the world, and you know what I'm saying?
Like Asgard on there or something like that.
Yeah, that's super cool. I may have to grab this because we have so much fun with that series. I just love that game. I know there's a Disney one. Someone said there's a Rick and Morty being made. Like they're
probably
kind of going all over the
place. There's a Disney one, and there's the Codenames After Dark. I haven't seen it, but I mean, you can make any Codenames. You don't just need the word nipple in front of you to make it Codenames After Dark.
Oh, it's Codenames. It's probably a lot of wieners on there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, there's no pictures, and I think it's just all words.
Just words.
But that's also at Target.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can get it at Target After Dark there.
Yeah. So they have it right next to all the other, you know, After Dark. They have like a little section where it's kind of, everybody makes money off of all
Men are from Mars, et cetera.
Yeah. Also, Duet is interesting to me because it isn't a game you can really play with two people, but you say this one is.
Well, you can, Codenames Duet, you can play it with teams and such too, but it's specially made for kind of two people, and it's really, really, really good.
All right. That looks great. I love that series, so I'm going to check these out. And they're not that expensive. It's like,
oh, not at all.
I don't know, $15.
$20 or less, for sure.
Which is also nice.
Yeah. This is a good deal. All right. Well, those are your fine recommendations today, everybody. It's good to have you back. I'm super glad to have you back. I mean, I'm leaving town next weekend, so there is no show. But the week after that, Dan will be back. We'll bring him back.
I'll be back.
Have your weird medical questions handy, everybody, and we'll ask him.
That's right. Put them in on the STMS, I guess. You can get some medical questions on there.
Yeah.
It'll be not bad. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Why is my vagina stone purple? That's what they'll ask. And you'll answer.
Ask Dwayne Johnson. He might know.
It's Dan the Tabletop Man. He's not a mom. He's a dad. And you can find him at Geek Jock Blog on Twitter. We'll see you later, dude. All right. There he goes.
Awesome.
All this talk
of vagina stones, and your daughter's in the chat room.
Woo! Oh, great. What? Is she at work? I thought she was home by now. Well, maybe not. No, she didn't leave for a little while. Vagina stones. Don't get those, Carter. Whatever you do. All right. Hey, what's going on next? We have some stuff. You know what we ought to do? Let's do...
You wanna pull something out of the food box or do app time or do Twitter time? Or?
Let's do... For time today, let's do something out of the box and TMS questions. And next time we'll do an app time. And the reason I say that is I've barely touched an app I want to review, but I...
Yeah, I've been playing something today, but haven't really gotten very deep into it. So good.
Yeah,
good.
We'll have a little more time. So do some Japan thing here.
Pick something out of the box, show it to me via the camera, and I'll go grab it while you play the intro food stuff.
Okay, here's this. What, so I was trying to find a Japanese sounding thing. What is this? It's your way. Oh, I think you gave me that. Some song called Japan. That's not what I want, though.
No. Really? All right. I gave you a YouTube video with some shimasen.
Oh, here we go. Tom saying lay lay. Ready? Here you go.
What?
He goes, let.
It sounds like what?
What?
It does.
What? What?
The more you listen to it, the weirder it gets. All right.
He's saying Laurel. I clearly hear Laurel.
You're hearing Laurel. I'm hearing, what's the other one? I forgot the
Yanny.
Other one.
Oh, Yanny. Yanny.
What?
That's the Yanny. All right. Down here is a box. And in that box,
mm-hmm,
are numerous Japanese food items.
Yes.
And I'm going to recommend
one of which you will pull out at random.
Avocado doza.
All right.
Avocadoza. Is that it?
Avocadoza.
We got to try that. This looks like some sort of cracker item made from avocados of some sort. Let's see what we got. The only English on here is Glico for the brand. Avocadoza on the front.
Here we go. Yep, I got it.
And
it's my favorite music festival is Avocadoza.
Oh, Avocadoza. And then on the back, there's a picture of it near a beer. So it seems like it's a beer favorite.
Perfect. Well, it's a good time because I'm going to go have beer tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Beer Fest is tomorrow.
Top of the show. Beer Fest tomorrow with Crazy Neighbor and me walking around for 4 hours with plantar fasciitis. Should be a blast.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Well, you'll get a little buzzed. You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And aren't you going to have, they give you a stein and you just spend all day filling it and whatever.
It's
right?
Not even a stein. It is a little, 3 ounce glass and they only give you 1 ounce of beer at a time.
Oh, that's like this free Slurpee Day thing they do at 7-Eleven. They get smaller and smaller every time. All right.
Yeah, but imagine a bunch of 7-Elevens all next to each other. So at that 7-Eleven, you can go, all right, now let me try the Cherry Coke. Now let me try the Mountain Dew flavor.
Okay. I would do that, by the way. That sounds great. Okay, what we have here is little pizza slice looking cracker units.
They totally are, yeah.
It says, there's no English here, so we don't really know what these are, but I assume they're avocado flavored because there's a giant avocado on the front, and it's literally called Avocadoza. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think of the smell? How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Just smells like a corn chip,
like a dirty foot.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. All right, I'm going to try it. Here we go.
All right. Oh, they're harder than...
They taste like wasabi.
Traditional crackers.
Are you getting
there's totally wasabi on there.
Yeah.
100% wasabi.
Yeah, that's what that is.
It's good, though.
Well, that's what I'm smelling, then. Yeah, I could eat
more.
Yeah,
wasabi does not smell good.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting the avocado on the other end.
It finishes avocado.
Yeah, yep.
Starts wasabi, finishes avocado.
I feel like I'm eating some kind of sushi thing. Yeah, I'm in on these.
Man, you know what I'm going to do? So usually for Beer Fest, people will take string and they'll make a necklace out of pretzels.
Oh.
Because you're not allowed to bring food in to Beer Fest, but if it's clothing, you can wear it in. What I'm going to do is string these in between the pretzels. So
they have
be pretzel.
Holes. Look, holes. You can do it.
Totally. It'll be pretzel avocadoza, 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 pretzel avocadoza.
They're perfect. These are great.
These are really good. All right.
I'll give you a green poop.
I probably will.
That's my worry.
That's great.
All right. Well, now there's time for this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Check it out. Oh, excuse me.
Here goes tweet.
Your Twitter questions. They come to us at the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter, and we've gotten a bunch this afternoon, so I'm very excited about these. Penworks Technology says, why does Scott have a 3 on his hand, or is it an M for Mac Apple TV controller? All right, so there is an M, or if you look at it this way, it's a 3.
Or I guess it could be an E.
Backwards. Could be an E, could be boobs. Could be a bum.
Could be a bird, a little seagull.
Could be a seagull off in the distance flying away, right? Mm-hmm. What it is actually is a number 3. I was raiding this afternoon with my little crew there, and Garrett was splitting everybody up into teams to go through those invisible walls for the mother fight.
Yeah.
And so I was on team three, and he said to everybody, everyone write down your team number because I'm not going to say your names. I'm going to say your number, and you need to remember your number. So just write it somewhere so you don't forget. I don't want to do this two times or whatever. So I said, I'm going to put it on my hand with a Sharpie, and they didn't believe me, and I totally did. So three.
Fantastic. Well done, sir.
They thought they meant I was going to put it on this side, and then it would just get all sweaty and black and gross, and I'm like, no.
You can't see that while your hand is on your mouse anyway.
Yeah, you'd have to lift up, and you're supposed to be playing, so it's right where it ought to be, okay?
Exactly.
Looks like I just got out of a really bad kid's park or something like
that. Right, exactly. Yeah, you just went and saw Look Who's Talking 3.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Let that never happen. Next one, Angel Ridge Farm says, how did Scott and Brian meet? Oh, we get this a lot. We just met online. Really? We met through shows and stuff.
Yeah. We don't have a meet cute, as the kids call it.
Oh, is that what they call that?
That's what they call that.
I don't like that.
That's when you have a really cute story of how you met your significant other.
Yeah, we don't have that.
It's funny, through Len Peralta. Honestly, it was, we were each listening to each other's shows.
Yeah.
Len had said, I'm going to be a guest on The Instance. I was friends with Len Peralta from Jawbone Radio.
Yeah.
And Geek Week. And he said, I'm going to be in The Instance. They're doing a party for me because I'm hitting level 60. I finally reached max level in World of Warcraft. And they're having me on the show. And, okay, cool. Started listening to The Instance. And meanwhile, I think you were listening to Coverville every once in a while.
I was. Yeah, Coverville was on my playlist for sure.
And
so I knew of you before you knew me at all. And then you started listening to that. You started playing WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember how it worked out from there. I don't remember how.
Yeah, I think I might have emailed you and said, hey, loving the show. I'm playing World of Warcraft because of the show or something like that.
Yeah, I think I went, oh, Coverville, I listen to that show. You should come on sometime or something like that.
And then you had me on ELR. And I started listening to ELR because of that. And
It was
05, 06.
Yeah, I think it was 05. Maybe 06 because Instance was 06.
FilmSec in 07.
No, that was 09.
Oh, FilmSec was 09. Yeah. Okay.
So let me think here. ELR in its most modern form relaunched in 05, May of 05. Okay. Mm-hmm. It existed in an older format before there was podcasting, but that doesn't count. So you got that. The Instance started 06 of January, January 06.
Okay.
We did FilmSec 09, so it was 3 years after that. And we didn't start TMS till 2011, right?
Yeah, right, but January of 2011.
But really, TMS is the spiritual successor of ELR. It always has been. Mm-hmm. So in a weird way, we're just carrying that on. Like every time somebody says, oh, I miss ELR, and says, well, then you miss Dunaway and O, because this is basically that show every day.
Yeah, we just don't say, how are the graphics? And we have Dunaway on now.
Yeah, he comes on, which is great. We love doing that. Anyway, yes, there is a way to listen to the old ELR episodes. They're out there somewhere. I couldn't tell you where, but they're floating around out there. All right, let's see. Have either of you watched Peep Show?
No.
I've never even seen a Peep Show, let alone something called Peep Show. What is Peep Show?
I've seen a Peep Show. So what's the Peep Show show?
Netflix, it says. Peep Show. Hey, you got a 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wrote it down on a little plastic 3D printed cube on my desk. And, that's what I would do.
Thrown out by his girlfriend, slacker Jeremy moves in with his friend Mark, who has a very different but still dysfunctional view of the world, starring David Mitchell, Robert Webb, Olivia Colman. It's a British TV show, a British comedy. It is known as being very irreverent and raunchy. So apparently this is a thing. A British thing. Well, I'll add it. I'm not a prude. Let's see what this is about here. Oh, I can't add it because, it's on Netflix, but it's not actually on Netflix yet.
What?
There's no,
it's on
like,
Netflix, but it's not on Netflix?
Well, there's no play, and there's no add to list.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know why. It wants me to rate it, though, but how can I rate it? I've never seen it.
Looks like it's on Hulu. Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Weird. When did Netflix start doing this, though? Because look right here,
that's
chat.
Weird. Because that's going to be so confusing to people. I guess you can probably click a button and say, let me know when this is available to stream.
It's not even, I can't even find that. Oh, wait, wait.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Oh, no, I click it and it just gives me other British TV shows they are showing.
Oh,
so
gotcha,
this is okay. this is their way, dude, of like snagging you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, all right, Hulu. That's where I'll go then.
Hulu or Amazon Prime? 9 seasons on Hulu, 8 seasons on Amazon Prime.
All right. Raunchy roommates. That's what
raunchy and irreverent.
Jay DeStefano says, what comic book character has the worst breath? Go, Brian, go. Who has the worst breath?
Darkseid.
Oh, yeah, Darkseid's probably pretty bad. But yeah. Would we recognize it as bad?
I'm sorry. Swamp Thing. Thing.
Yeah, probably.
Does that not count, though, because he's basically made out of a swamp?
It's a really good point. Because everything about him stinks.
Like an actual human Marvel character with bad breath.
Let's say that.
Or human comic book character.
Yeah. In fact, let's say Marvel. Let's keep it in the Marvel universe. Who would you pick?
All right. The Blob.
That's pretty good. I'm giving it to who's the guy with the giant head and the tiny arms floating around on a rocket?
MODOK. Oh, you might have MODOK. Yeah.
I'll give it to MODOK.
You'd open his mouth and Kirby dots would come out of it.
The Kirby dots are gross if you use them wrong. Solomon Grundy says, chat, but that's DC, folks. So that doesn't count. Yeah. Okay, here's one. Laundry scent. Have you ever accidentally stolen anything else, meaning more than just this remote? Accidentally, yes. I've walked out of stores before with like a CD once and forgot I had it on me or with me and I took it back. So that's happened, but it's pretty rare. I can't remember the last time.
It's always just a goof. Yeah, I've never accidentally stolen anything.
No, Brian steals stuff all the time on purpose, though, right?
I used to, man. Boy, my late junior high, early high school days, I was in with the wrong crowd.
Mm. We all have our periods. It's all right.
We do. We totally do.
I had a time.
Yeah.
I was all right. I mean, by most standards, it was still pretty innocent, but I had my moments. Everyone does. Part of growing up.
Yeah, exactly. You learn. Yep. You know, as long as you don't come out of this saying, oh my God, that was the best thing. I'm going to keep doing it forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then
I agree.
You learn from it. It is a growing moment for you.
A growing moment, a building moment, a character moment.
Character building moment.
Elixiv 1969 says, are there any shows you would like to come back or give them a proper wrap up? Actually, that I have a positive answer to this. I wish. Oh my gosh. Echo, what are you replying to me for? I didn't say the A word. Did I?
No, you absolutely didn't.
Okay. No. I almost did then. My Echo is repeating nothing.
Who was the person who sent that in? Was their name?
Elixiv 1969.
That's why.
Okay. Yep. It didn't do it this time, but yeah, I must have picked it up. All right. Anyway, are there any shows I'd like to come back? Okay. For me, it would be, there will become a day when Comic Dorks is back. I want that back. I want a dedicated, even if I do monthly, I want a dedicated comic book show. And that's probably how it would have to be for schedules and things, but I would love to get that back. Get Steven all back up in it. Just go nuts on the comic book thing. So that would be one for me. I'm sure there are, like, other people are, well, what about ELR? TMS solves all my ELR problems. Like, all my ELR, I get it here. Even Dunaway will tell you that. Mm-hmm. He thinks what we've got going here is you know, the perfect sort of evolution of what ELR was trying to be in the first place.
His needs.
Now, it does say... or someone in the chat room says maybe what they mean is TV shows that we would like to come back that would give a proper wrap up. The problem is they said, are there any shows you would like to come back to give them a proper wrap up? Meaning,
yeah, not necessarily you're giving them the proper wrap up, but you want it to come back so it can have the proper wrap up.
Right. So that could be TV shows. So if I was going to say that, then I would say, what was the Pie Maker show?
Oh, Pushing Daisies. Yeah, Pushing Daisies.
I loved Pushing Daisies, and they abandoned that thing too quick. I love that.
Yeah. Joke. I wish, what was the, there was one on Showtime that was, had Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, Dead Like Me?
Dead Like Me.
Yeah.
Dead Like Me. Forget the stuff that they tried to wrap it up with.
Yeah.
Erase all that from history and really bring it, like, really give it a comeback and a good wrap up.
Completely agree. And I would also put in there Deadwood, but it looks like the Deadwood movie is actually happening. So if that's happening for real, then I'm happy. Let's get that going, guys.
Yeah. Terra Nova.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm fine with Terra Nova ending where it did.
Just getting good. It was just getting good.
Yeah. My Name Is Earl Maybe is a good one. Carter watched something the other day. She was all upset because it just ended abruptly, and I can't remember what it was. She's in the chat room. Carter, what was that show we were talking about? I used to feel this way about Futurama, but they fixed that. Mm-hmm. I actually got what I wanted there, so that was cool. Empress Strikes, what? I Am Weasel was the best. Carter, remind me, what was it? She'll have to say. She's in the chat, she can say. All right. Let's see. Let's move on. This one's too complicated and take us all day. How about this one? Sean Newbold says, I saw you tweet about No Man's Sky a little while ago. Is it as good as you said after the update? Yeah, it is. You should totally play it. It's great now.
It absolutely is, yeah. If it weren't for Battle for Azeroth and Spider-Man, I'd still be playing No Man's Sky.
Yeah, Nomansky. It's really good.
Nomansky.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Chuck Nomansky.
Thomas
Time
Chamber.
To refinance your home.
It does sound like one of those guys. Or you're you're the left forward for the freaking Red Wings or something.
We have a guy though in Denver who does ads. His name is David Szymanski.
Szymanski?
Hi, I'm David Szymanski, and now is the time for you to refinance your home. Call 1-888.
I like this guy already.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? Thomas Chambers says, today Gabe and Tycho from Penny Arcade are getting tattoos. If you did get tattoos together, what kind would you get? Would they be matching TMS tats? Yeah, it would have to be together to make this question even work. But I don't think I want one. I don't want one. I don't need one.
Yeah, I still am planning on doing I'm planning on getting a tattoo with Tina. She's getting a cancer survivor ribbon, the pink ribbon, but it turns into a heart.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I'm getting the digitized sound wave of her saying, I love you. Tattooed on like probably my upper back or like upper shoulder or something like that.
Here's what we should do, Brian. Me and you should get, okay, if we stand, let me think, stand side to side, that means my my right butt cheek would be up next to your left butt cheek, and you have love the show though, but you have to have them separate.
Sure.
So it'd be, I'd be love the, or you could be, it doesn't matter.
Is that the phrase we'd want? We wouldn't want to do like too early for a fish sandwich or test the ship's phasers or...
I mean, it could be any of the dumb memes that come out of the show.
Honestly, you know, we could design a really cool tattoo that has like a little Star Trek ship, a fish sandwich, or basically two pieces of bread with a fish in it.
Yeah.
And make it small enough that it's like, you know,
just a little,
compact, has
little,
maybe five little TMS memes in it. Yeah, a like third eagle.
Like a little coat of arms or like a challenge coin design.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And
something like
and
this.
And I bet, exactly.
Just
exactly.
Nice little size, small.
Just a few things on it. And I feel like, like we'd get those, and I bet there would be other people in chat room, in the tadpool who would get those too.
Yeah, I'd be all right. Yeah, forget about my butt one. My butt one's a dumb one. Let's do Brian's.
All go during TMS Vegas 2019. We all go to the tattoo parlor and get like 40 people getting matching tattoos.
It'd have to be one of those nice ones in the big hotels. Like
it'd be the one downstairs at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, I can't do the ones like
off,
in downtown or something.
Downtown.
Yeah, F that.
Yeah, I cleaned my needles a couple weeks ago. It's good. You're fine.
You might remember me from the axe throwing place. I own that too.
Right.
All right. Let's see. That's a hard one to do visually, so I won't do it. Okay. I'll do two more here. Patrick K. Olson. Sounds like somebody who did a murder and they're all trying to find you.
Patrick K. Well, they'd do the full middle name. Patrick Kevin Olson.
Yes. The police are looking for Patrick Kevin Olson, last seen with his wiener out. If you have any information leading to the arrest of Patrick K. Olson... Says here, sorry, Patrick, I'm not trying to make it sound like you're a weirdo, I promise. He says, what is your go-to, all-time favorite, absolutely must-have Halloween candy? This is easy for me, so Brian, I'm letting you go first.
You mean what I give out or what I want?
What you want.
Okay. It's right here.
Oh, you have one here? Whatever it is?
Yeah, I went to Target the other day, and oh my god, did a whole big handful of these, and there were none in there. Kit Kat, man.
Oh, Kit Kat is your bomb. All right.
Kit Kat is the bomb, or those little mini Twixes, but Kit Kat.
Okay.
Kit Kat is where I go.
I'm 100% Milky Way guy.
Oh, really?
Love a Milky Way. And I don't like the little shorty ones because there's never enough. I want like a big, the big supersized ones. I could eat a Milky Way twice a day every day. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't, but I could. I totally could. I get those gallstones.
I don't like, they're super sweet. They just like zing right into my teeth. It's like, yeah, I can't do those or Snickers for that reason.
That's true. They kind of are bad that way. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bag of candy corns upstairs, and I may have eaten a few of those, but I don't like them.
Yeah, I grabbed a handful. All I got was Almond Joy, two Hershey's, and three bags of Reese's Pieces.
Sometimes a Hershey's bar is just what you want, though. Have you noticed that? Like, it has to be a certain time, mm-hmm. and it can't be every time. But you crack one of those open and go,
I really want a piece of chocolate right now. That's exactly good.
Yeah. They're good. And I know you guys, and you're like, Zoe brings bacon, you're probably laughing, going, hey, that's not chocolate. I know we don't have the best chocolate here. I'm just saying, once in a while, really it just don't. Fits
you
the know, bill.
Cadbury. You guys have Cadbury. You got freaking Flake. You've got...
You have real chocolate. We know.
You have real chocolate.
If you go to Chicago and go to the, what's that, Ghirardelli Square or whatever? Was that
It's in San Francisco.
Sorry. Where am I thinking of?
I have been there, and it's excellent.
It is really good, yeah. Like, yeah. That's chocolate. Yeah,
Pennsylvania, you got the Hershey Factory, which is brown wax.
Yeah. You know, when old man Hershey had his first kids, he called them the Hershey Squirts. Just kidding, that's not true. Final tweet here from Chris Cochran's, or Cochran's. I'm not sure how you say his name. Jazz Hoops for Life is what he says. Oh, he's a jazz fan. That'd be cool. I like jazz, Utah Jazz. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it says, which Switch games are you looking forward to the most of the games that are releasing this year?
I'm looking forward to playing this one that I licked and still haven't put into my
You gotta play Dead Cells. Switch. Dead. It's so good. You gotta play it.
I can't wait.
It's fantastic.
I know, I heard you and Patrick talking about it on the instance today. I'm like, okay. All
it's
right,
in my top three, easy, and it might be my number one still. It's just such a great game. For me, it's probably more indies like that because I'm not really a Super Smash guy, and that's really the big game. So if you're saying in 2018, I don't really have a big marquee game that I'm looking forward to on that device. However, since they announced a proper Animal Crossing game for 2019, I am absolutely looking forward to that.
So, the only one I've got is Let's Go Eevee. I pre-ordered that one, the new Pokemon one.
I could choose
between Pikachu and Eevee, and I chose Eevee.
Eevee? How come? Why Eevee?
Eevee's rad. Eevee can change into like six different, evolve into six different evolutions.
Mm. All right. I'm down with it. Oh, you know what? One more from my buddy Rob D. Yo, Rob D.
Rob D. Gotta get that D.
He says, I'm going to Korean barbecue tonight on Tuesday. What kind of food would you recommend?
Korean barbecue.
All of it. Everything on the menu, dude.
Yeah. Get some bulgogi. Is that what it's called?
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi. Bulgogi. That's it.
Bulgogi, yes.
Bulgogi. Oh. And those glass noodles they put with it sometimes.
Get some kimchi with that, of course.
That sounds all good.
Yep.
Yeah, Rob, you're lucky, and you should just eat all of it because it's all good. I can't think of a thing in a Korean barbecue place that I don't like. So good luck to you.
Do you go to a place that where you cook it yourself, or where they cook it for you and bring it out to you?
I've been to both. Mm-hmm. I think the one that was better was when they did it, but that's more of a me problem. but I still got to watch them do it. You know, the way they do that out there. So. I think a good Korean barbecue should almost always be somebody performing the barbecue.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
We're going to a place tonight, potentially a Mongolian hot pot where, you know, you get your food and you swish it around in broth and very hot broth and then eat it as both the food you're cooking in there and then as the soup. Apparently, if you're sitting at the counter, your food gets delivered by a train that may or may not play the Star Wars theme as it drives around.
I was going to ask you, what was the determining factor in all of this? And I think I just found it.
You just found it.
Yeah. I think
it sounded good anyway, but then it's like, oh, that's the icing on the cake is a little Star Wars train.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. We have to prepare for a funeral tomorrow. So I have this uncle who is 97 years old. I mean, he has lived a long, fruitful life, and I just saw him a couple months ago and watched him eat like half a pie at a party. Like, that guy has just been
full of energy his whole life. And the whole time I've ever known him, he seems like he'd always been old, like always been an old guy. And that never seemed to change. And I guess he kind of was. I mean, when I knew him as a kid, he would have been in his late 40s or something. And so to a kid, that's ancient. And now he's, you know, 97 and died finally. But he was awesome. Anyway, we got to go do that this weekend. It's weird because nobody's feeling real sad because he was just so rad and he lived forever. Yeah. Like
and
97.
He lived
a
good
time.
Life and right.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, nobody's happy that he's leaving. But, you know, it's like this kind of weird. It's weird for a funeral to be not so much about sadness, but whatever. We're going to go tomorrow, see my aunt, make sure she's okay. And do all that stuff, which means no film sack this weekend, everybody. Sorry. It's my fault. Yeah. Well, it's my uncle's fault.
It's but, nobody's fault. No, it's nobody's fault. We're not going to say anybody's fault.
But yeah. this guy, Uncle Marsden is his name. First of all, that name Marsden is the first name.
Oh, that's a great name, Marsden.
Marsden. I'm Marsden. And he always looked, and I mean right up to the end, like somebody that worked in the mail room at the Mad Men offices in the show Mad Men. Just... The 60s stuck to him like glue and never left. He just always looked
awesome.
Like that guy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Black tie, yeah. Skinny black tie, always a white cutoff shirt, like a dress shirt, black slacks, a little bit too high. Mm-hmm. It just, he may as, and the only thing missing is cigarettes and booze because he didn't do any of that. But he is just like that guy. He's a 60s man. And I'm going to miss him. So we'll see him tomorrow and see what's up.
Yeah.
That's it for your Twitter questions. If you'd like to send more of those throughout the week, you sure can. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Again, we're not here next Friday, so I don't know, maybe hold your questions till after, or you can do it early. It doesn't matter, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
A reminder, if you are in the Columbus, Ohio area, go check out thegdex.com for times of when that conference is happening. And that Saturday night, we're going to use some of their space to hang out if any of you want to come by and see us. Here's the cool thing. You don't have to buy a whole weekend pass for that. If you just want to be there for Saturday, it's like $40. It's cheap. And you get some really cool stuff during the day and then the hangout later. But we're trying to draw as many people to the actual event as possible. If you're there for my talks, that's cool too. So looking forward to that. Columbus, Ohio, look out. We're coming. That's the next weekend. So there you go. TheGDex.com. We'll be back, of course, next week, though, with brand new shows. Certainly on Monday and forward. So come back for that. Patreon.com/TMS is the website to go to support this show, especially this fifth episode a week. It doesn't exist without your support, so big thanks for that. And don't forget to follow us on all the things. You can find it all at frogpants.com/TMS. And for those watching live, go vote on today's show title, frogpants.showbot.tv. Okay, Brian.
Yes, sir.
The tradition is we play a song. So do you have one that we can play?
Okay, I do.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jack Fox, another great name, by the way, goes by the name Badger Lord or Bruck Tree on Worm Rest Accordies for the Alliance, he says. Basically says the date it's played isn't important, so please use it when you have a free slot in the future. I found this song on Amazon Prime while I was looking for songs by a different group called Dance with the Dead. Then he goes directly to you, like he whispers to you, like I'm not going to hear it, and says, Scott, if you haven't, I know you like electronic style music. You should check them out as well. All of their songs are on Amazon Prime. As well, all of Scandroid's songs are on Amazon Prime Music.
Mm.
Thank you both for the wonderful work you do in keeping me happy in some otherwise darker times in my life. For the Alliance, signed Jack Fox. Well, nice. Jack, hopefully things are going well for you right now. Glad we're able to pull you through. This is great. I didn't have this in my library, so I'm excited that you... let me know about this. And it made me check out a lot more of Scandroid's music because it sounds so authentic 80s. It's just awesome.
They're totally awesome. All their stuff is on Apple Music as well. Probably Spotify, perfect. I assume. It's probably everywhere.
This is from their self-titled 2016 album. It is Scandroid covering Tears for Fears, Shout.
Oh, look at the colors they use for all their albums, dude.
I know, right? It's like total Atari boxes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what I'm doing after the show. All right, here it is. It's Shout. That's right. Let it all out. and we'll be back Monday, and we can't wait. So come on back then. You hear me?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I'm so sick of these mother demons.